the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, Enrico. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Linda. I'm Enrico Renz. I'm a musician, songwriter, and happy to be here today.
Awesome. And we're here with John in the house, my co-host. Say hello, John.
Hello, everybody. This is John in the house. Happy to bring Enrico Renz into the studio for the interview tonight.
Awesome. All right. So, Enrico, why don't you tell me, how did you meet John?
Well, we were actually just figuring that out just moments ago here. Seems like we may have met at the Renaissance Bookshop in New Westminster, where there's lots
of
musical.
That's right. I remember I was just checking out because there was they had advertised music by Enrico Renz, and at that time I was trying to check out singer songwriters because I was working in radio at that time, and that's how we met. And I just become friends with him, like I do with most of the musicians, and brought him. I think this is probably the first time I brought him up to the new station, but he did play in other radio shows over the years.
That was a while ago, yeah.
But yeah, that's good old New West.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you brought a little guitar with you. Tell me about your guitar.
Well, this was quite a coup here. It's a Valencia guitar made in Australia. And they've been around since 1972, and their motto is, let me see if I can read this now here.
Because it doesn't look like a very big, like a.
It's a kid's guitar.
It's a kid's guitar. Yeah.
And their motto is quality instruments for beginners, which is so important and so often overlooked. You start to play with an instrument that's difficult to play because it's not well made,
right?
And you can get discouraged very easily. But this instrument, I was actually. Down at Groove Masters looking for some drums.
Yes.
And he happened to import this, and I just took it off the wall, tuned it up, and started playing it, and it just sounded great to me.
Oh, nice.
So, $100.
$100.
It's amazing what $100 gets you these days.
There you go.
Yeah. No, but I'm very impressed with it. It's so easy to play. It's easily as forgiving as some of the expensive guitars that I have.
So. All right. Yes, and you're going to play some songs for us live today, and we're also going to play some songs off of the online here. So let's play your first live song. What would you like to play?
Oh, jeez. Maybe I'll play a bit of Henry here. I think I may have done this exact song here a while ago. Maybe this is where it came up.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. seven wives. Is this the kind of maniac we need to run our lives? Oh, no, child, you got it wrong. That story isn't true. The kings of England all were men of truest, bluest blue. Alexander was a thug. He pillaged half the earth. Is this the kind of thug we need to tell us what we're worth? Oh, no, child, you got it wrong. That tale is falsely told. The heroes of antiquity were all as good as gold. Baby did baba did baba boo boo. Blah bee ba blah 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 bee blah blah blee blah 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 blah. Blah bee blah blue 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 blah blah blue blue blah. Bada bang buddy. A papa buddy. A boo dee ba da ba dee ba dee 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 bada do ba 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 dee ba da dee ba da 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 ba dee dee boom. The tongues that rule the world today are forked as any snakes. Are these the kinds of tongues we need to wag for our sakes? Oh, no, child, you got it wrong. The things you're apt to think. The tongues that wag on our behalf are short and thick and pink.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. I love the beepity doo bop.
So, that's what you do when you don't have a lead guitar player with you.
Oh, all right. And then, I don't know. Do you like that Scatman song? Nope.
Never. I don't know it.
Oh, you don't know it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna play it for me?
I'll see if I can play that for you later on.
I know a song that I remember from that time at the Renaissance bookstore there.
Yeah.
The one song that you played was "Can You Spare a Dime?"
Spare What You Can.
Yeah, Spare What You Can. Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, my goodness. Geez, I don't even know if I remember that one.
No worries.
I'll have to do that another time.
You can think about that one while we play another one of your songs here online called The Brain Song. Why don't you tell me about that?
Well, The Brain Song is really a public service song.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people are puzzled by our sexuality. They don't really understand how or why things go the way they go, and this song is just a very clear explanation of what's really going on when we're doing it.
The brain is locked inside the skull, where life is very dull. Jammed like slugs in Tupperware, is squirming to get sick of sucking news out of the eyeballs and the nostrils. Second-hand sensations just have never been. Longs to meet another brain without the use of buffers. Dreaming, scheming, screaming for some unimpeded love.
Losing out the brain. Losing out the brain. Losing out the brain. Losing out the brain. Losing out the brain.
pretty brain box bangs up against mine. And lips touch lips and nerve ends meet. Contact! Brains are still so far apart. Oh, cruel separation. Telegraphing loneliness through miles and miles of. Against each other and to Ming. Go Ming. Go Ming. Go Ming. Go
is Bird Note. I'm Ade Bensalahuddin, an evolutionary biologist in training. It was about 8 a.m. when I stepped off the bus from my overnight summer job, nearly home and ready to sleep. But a sound made me realize I had one more thing to do. A young American robin, still stuck in the chain-link fence where I'd seen it 14 hours earlier. I don't normally intervene, but I'd told myself that if the bird was still there in the morning, I'd try to help. Donning gloves, I tried to gently pull the fledgling out, careful to not injure its wings. After a few attempts, the bird still wouldn't budge. As I paused to reassess, an older black lady approached from up the street. Understanding the problem, she whipped out a purple handkerchief and in 30 seconds dislodged the robin and passed it to me. The woman explained how she grew up in the rural South and had always wanted to become a veterinarian, but was dissuaded by her family before life took over. She said how happy she was to see me out there, and as the bird flew away with its mother, she remarked in awe, "God wanted us to meet this morning." I left with two things when we parted ways, a fond memory and that purple handkerchief, a torch passed from a generation of black naturalists who never got their chance. This week is Blackbirders Week. To learn how to participate, follow the hashtag Blackbirders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org.
And we're back. And John has some announcements to make. So tell me, John, what is going to be happening around town?
Well, this is John in the House's What Is On in Music in Vancouver. Tonight, Thursday, June the 15th, we have a cover band called Iconics. They have covered music from the 80s, 90s, and they're really good. The drummer is the drummer of Rock Voodoo, the band that I manage. So go support Iconics. They're playing at Pat's Quinn's Restaurant and Pub down in Tawasin. And it's an early show, 5 to 6:30. So unfortunately, probably it's over, but they're playing all over town. The next show is an open mic jam with host Randy Swallow. It's in North Vancouver. And it's at the Fraternal Order of Eagles. It starts at 7:30. Next is Tall Brain, Rouge Al Rue, Fleeting Fleeting Fox. Face, sorry, I can't read my writing. They're at Lanaloo's downtown, and that show starts at 8 o'clock. And down on the Gravel Strip Mall by the Entertainment Center, Dino Groovin. He's a one-man band. Oh, he's such an awesome musician. I've seen him play on a Melodies and Mind show years ago. And it starts at 9 p.m., and it's at the Morrissey Pub down in the Vancouver Entertainment District. And lastly, we have down at my part of the town, White Rock Beach Grill, Bar and Grill, they have a blues night, Thursday Blues Night, with host John Gale. And that's where I'll be headed after this tonight show. And it's $6 cover. That's for today. Tomorrow, Friday, June 16th, we are da at and Everlinks at Lanaloo's at 8 p.m. I'm not too sure what genre of music they are. Second annual Black Culture Celebration at Second Beach this weekend. The event Eventbrite is where you can buy your ticket. They have a beer garden, and they're there to celebrate Black culture in Vancouver and to celebrate the hip-hop's 50th anniversary. So go support and learn about Black culture in Vancouver through food, music, dance, and arts. Saturday, June 17th, Steve Sanyu's trio at Arms Pub in Port Coquitlam, 8 p.m. And for all you metal lovers out there, out at the Wolf Pub in Maple Ridge, we have Decadence with Scrap Metal and Machine Gun Villains. I'm not too sure what cup of metal they play. But that's pretty much it for my entertainment, except next week at the Roxy, Thursday, June the 22nd, is a show I put together with three bands. And then on the 29th, there's, Red Herring is the band where they're going to play on the 22nd, right? That's right. And then on the 29th, we have another rock show with some Rock Voodoo, my band that's headlining down the Roxy. So come out and support our local music in Vancouver. They really appreciate it, and it's fun to get out. Thank you. Back to DJ Ameti.
Let's play some Border Town Bandits right now. Here's All Night Long on CJSF.
I'm looking for a girl tonight.
Hey, what do I say? OMG. And guess what? That was from the debut album, soon to be released. And Chris from Bordertown Bandits, he wished he could be here, but we're going to catch him another time. But thank you for sending me this new track. All right, now let's get back to Enrico. So you're going to play another song for us.
Yeah, I thought I'll try Lulu Sweet. It's the most recent song.
Mm-hmm.
Red Herring has quite a flexible a roster. And different people play at different times. And there's a group of us sitting around, and it turned out that a whole bunch of us, not me, but the rest of them were all from Richmond.
Mm.
And somebody brought up this the idea that Richmond used to be called Lulu Island,
right? Okay.
Or a large part of Richmond is on what it was known as Lulu Island. And do you know how Lulu Island got that name?
No, tell me.
Quite an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that Colonel Moody, mm-hmm. That Port Moody is named after, and so on. He was the head of the Royal Engineers when this whole area was being mapped out, and New Westminster at the time was the capital of BC. So he was giving names to everything, and it just so happened that he was in Victoria, where a songstress named Lulu Sweet, this was actually her name, Lulu
mm-hmm.
Sweet,
mm-hmm.
beautiful name, was performing, and they were coming back by boat together along the Fraser River, and he was telling her the names of all of these places. And then she asked, well, what about that island over there? And he says, it doesn't have a name yet, but you know what? Let's call it Lulu Island.
Oh, how cute.
And sweet little story. A bunch of us decided we were going to write songs about that, and Stephen DeCleva, who's the other core member of Red Herring, he wrote a song called Lulu Island, and I wrote this one called Lulu Sweet. Another interesting thing about that is that my songwriting process is very much part of my learning process. As I study things, I try to solidify them by putting them into songs. And so the songs are quite rare. They only come out once every few months or something like that. Sometimes a whole bunch come together. Sometimes there's long, long dry stretches. But this one, I was studying a chord progression called Folia, which was a very common chord progression back in Bach's day to improvise on. It was basically the blues of Bach's time. And I just loved this progression, so I thought, well, I'll try to write a song to this progression. I was wandering the streets of Richmond when who should I meet but Lulu Sweet? Lulu Sweet, how the hell are you? It's been ages. Will you remember me? I was your biggest fan. Was victorious man, but only a name. When it came to love, love chose another. It was you, Lulu Sweet. Of Richmond, where no one knows my name, Lulu Sweet, take my hand. It's been ages, Lulu Sweet. It's been ages.
Yeah. Woo! Sweet. That
was beautiful.
Sweet.
All right. Let's play one of your songs here and. I think this is an older one from your album Taste Tests.
Oh, that does go way back.
Yes, and we talked earlier before you came into the studio. If I asked if you fished, and you said no.
Yeah, no.
But you said your father did.
Big fisherman, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, where did the inspiration for red herring, the fish symbol, and this album Taste Test come from?
Well, in my youth, I was a big reader, and red herring, as you know, is a literary term that refers to something that leads the reader astray, right? It makes you think that guy did it, when really this guy did it.
Uh-huh.
And it comes from, I believe, the term when in the old South prison.